Allison Roman wants you to chill out. Roman is a chef and food writer best known for her viral recipes and social media charm. In 2017, she published her first cookbook, Dining In. Today, she's a food writer for the New York Times and Bon Appetit magazine, and she's out with a new cookbook called Nothing Fancy. My co-host, Elsa Chang, invited her over to talk about the new book and to cook some no-stress dishes.
Nothing Fancy has a simple premise. Don't think of cooking for others as high-stakes entertaining. You're simply having people over.
Hey, Allison!
But simply having people over, that is not something I do. I have all kinds of insecurities about hosting dinner parties.
So totally full disclosure, I am your exact audience, because I was so anxious about hosting you in my own personal kitchen that my editor rescued me and offered up her kitchen.
Oh my God, that's
that's why we are here.
Here so I can finally learn how to cook for others without freaking out. We wander over to the dining room table and I ask her about the whole philosophy behind Nothing Fancy.
I feel like taking the word entertaining out of something just immediately alleviates anxiety, because what I realized is also when you rebrand it as having people over, it not only makes you feel less anxious, but your guests. I feel like if somebody invites me to a formal dinner party, I freak out about what to wear, what should I bring, how do I behave. But if someone's like, oh, it's casual, just come over, me as a guest, I feel better. So I feel like it's mutually beneficial for everybody involved to kind of relax a little bit.
It's so true. You soak up the energy of what the host is emitting.
Oh, yeah. I always tell people it's like an animal that smells fear or something. Like, I feel like if you as the host are stressed out, your guests are not going to have that good of a time.
What I also loved is that when I was reading your book, I felt it was in part like a self-help book.
There's this I've heard that a lot, actually.
Really?
Which is, yeah, very funny to me.
There's this one line that jumped out at me. It was, this is not about living an aspirational life. It's about living an attainable one. I felt like, even just in the introduction, you're coaxing people to give themselves permission to let all their imperfections hang out there, invite people over to take in those imperfections and be okay with that.
Yeah. I think that the way that we live in our homes alone or with our partners or families, we're very comfortable there. This is the space we've created. We feel good about it. We like that the books are stacked and piled on top of each other. We like that our pans mismatch, and because it's our home and that's how we've curated it.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, when we invite outsiders in, we're worried about all that stuff.
Right.
We like
well,
panic
it
that
feels
maybe
like
it's
exhibit.
Not right. Or
Like, are you going to judge me by my space?
Exactly. And I think that it, increasingly in our world where, you know, I hate to bring up the word, but Instagram is like the metric by which we judge ourselves. You know, I feel like from what we wear to what our homes look like to how our food should be, we're holding ourselves to these really insane standards. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they're not rooted in reality. So for me, I wanted this book to kind of serve as a reality check of like, it's going to be okay. It's fine. No matter what happens, just having the people in your home and like opening a bottle of wine, roasting a chicken, that's great. That's all you need.
I love that. All right, you need to teach me your ways.
I will. I will. I will do my best.
Okay, so we decided to make two recipes from the book. Frizzled chickpeas and onions with feta and marjoram, and roasted squash with yogurt and spice buttered pistachios. First up, the squash.
So if I'm doing this for a party or for anything really, mm-hmm. I always think, okay, what's going to take the longest? And let's do that first. And so
squash.
Yeah. So the squash, because it's inactive time, right? So we're going to cut it. We're going to roast it. I don't need to pay attention to it while it's in the oven. So I can get that going now and then kind of take care of everything else.
She cut the squash into these thick slices, placed them on a baking sheet, smothered them in olive oil, and then added some fresh black pepper. After that, she popped them in the oven.
Ooh, oven's ready. So that's in. I'm not worried. I already feel great. I feel like when you are having people over, just doing one thing, you're like, oh, I feel like I can relax. Yeah. So just start the process. And worst comes to worst, we have roasted squash, you know?
Okay.
We already know we'll have one thing to eat.
Right, exactly.
So everything else is a luxury at this point.
And then on to the chickpeas. She adds chopped onions to a bath of olive oil simmering on the stove.
So as those go in, I'm going to peel my garlic, slice it, and add it to the onions so they can kind of toast along with it.
I hate peeling garlic.
Why?
It's just so painstaking. I cheat and I buy the peeled garlic stuff at grocery stores.
How terrible is that?
You look shocked.
You look like you're judging me. I thought this was about not judging.
You're right. I will say that I'm judging you for.
All right, So while the chickpeas are browning, I take a minute to ask Allison if there's anything about cooking that does stress her out.
I am a pretty anxious person, and I think that cooking is one of the few things that doesn't actually stress me out anymore.
I'm curious, though, has your relationship with cooking changed since you've gotten more and more well-known? Because there is literally like a recipe called The Stew.
Yes.
That you wrote,
yes.
As in the definitive stew. You are now Allison Roman, maker of The Stew.
I am. That's me.
Is it hard to be easygoing, be yourself, whatever, Allison Roman, when now you have this big reputation and people kind of expect you to be a certain way in the dishes you make, the attitude you exude in the kitchen?
Yeah, I think that if anything, I feel more empowered to be myself than I ever have before. Because what I realized with Dining In, when I first published that book, I was like, everyone's going to love this book. How can they not? It's an amazing book. And when it came out, guess what? I was not everyone's favorite. Mm. People were like, I don't like her writing voice, or the recipes are too this, or not enough that. And I was like, oh, I'll never be everything to everybody.
That's right.
I will never be everybody's cup of tea. I will never be for everyone.
I deal with the same realization.
100%. And if you just let that go and you're like, well, the people that I am for are really going to support me and like me.
Yeah.
And the people that aren't don't have to read me or pay attention.
Exactly.
I'm smelling the squash. Are you?
Mm. So pretty.
Are they nice?
That looks like fall.
Yeah. And notice how all the seeds get really nice and toasted. They're going to be so good and crunchy, which is my favorite texture of food. If it's a soft food, I'm not that interested. If you'll notice, everything I make is like crunchy or frizzled or
chewy.
Frazzled or toasted. Yeah, I love that texture. And she's ready.
It is time to plate. She stacks squash on a bed of lemony Greek yogurt and douses it in a mixture of spice brown butter and chopped pistachios. I crumble feta over the chickpeas and onions and finish off the dish with fresh sprigs of marjoram. And then it is time to dig in.
Just kind of like break off a piece.
Okay.
And then drag it through the yogurt. Make sure you get some of this pistachio.
Mmm. I love it because it's oozy and crunchy at the same time.
Yeah.
This was so much fun. Allison Roman, thank you so much for cooking with me.
Oh my God, this is an actual dream, and I was so happy to do it. Thank you for having me.
Allison Roman's new book is called Nothing Fancy. You can find the full recipes for her roasted squash and frizzled chickpeas and onions at npr.org, just in time for your holiday parties.